This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world. This is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Hello and welcome to QNN. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. The largest provider of ex-gay reparative therapy in Australia has announced it's closing its doors by the end of June. Living Waters Australia director Ron Brookman said declining interest and a shift in Christian attitudes meant the group was unable to find anybody to replace him. Ron Brookman, who has ties to the anti-gay activist group Australian Christian Lobby, was interviewed on the ABC's 7:30 last year.
You use terms such as sin, pointless,
yes,
superficial,
yes,
immoral,
yes,
when you're describing homosexuality.
Yes.
Isn't that judgmental?
No, it's experiential.
The Pray Away the Gay industry is in the doldrums after Exodus International announced it too was shutting down last year.
Fans of Kiwi musician Lorde have offered a message of sympathy to members of the Westboro Baptist Church following the death of its founder, Fred Phelps, this week. The cult promised to picket Lorde's concert in Kansas and expected crowds to celebrate the death of the God Hates Fags preacher, but instead were met with a banner reading, "Sorry for your loss."
Australian DJ Ruby Rose has announced that she's engaged to fashion designer Phoebe Dahl. Rose, who has been an ambassador for numerous anti-homophobia causes, made the announcement via social media and has confirmed she also plans to walk down the aisle with a vial of her partner's blood around her neck.
To the US state of Michigan now, where jubilation has turned to uncertainty after a federal judge ruled that the state's ban on gay marriage violates the US Constitution's guarantee of equal protection.
I'm overwhelmed. We're going to actually be a legalized family, a recognized family by everybody.
This is what we've wanted for our family and families like ours. And, you know, we are just so happy and, you know, proud that Michigan is now on the right side of history.
Around 300 couples rushed to clerk offices around the state on Saturday to get married, just hours before an appeals court suspended the decision until Wednesday. In handing down the original decision, Judge Bernard Friedman rubbished a notorious study into gay parents, calling the work of Mark Regnerus entirely unbelievable and not worthy of consideration.
And back home, where popular contestants of Channel 7's My Kitchen Rules, Carly and Tresnay, have confirmed they're in a relationship. Previously, the couple had been referred to on the show as friends, but in a recent interview with celebrity magazine New Idea, Carly and Tresnay say they've been together for a while and held a commitment ceremony in March of 2012.
And briefly, the ACT Assembly has voted unanimously for new laws allowing transgender and intersex people to change their gender on their birth certificates.
Now, with all the week's action in QNN Sport, here is Tanya Lewis.
In the US, footballer Michael Sam has thanked fans for their encouragement during his coming out ahead of the NFL draft. Members of the Missouri Stars campus recently held a counter-demonstration against an anti-gay church in support of Sam. He says he is overwhelmed by the respect and acceptance of his local community. Basketballer Jason Collins says he was called a gay slur by an opposition player in the first couple of weeks back in the NBA. Collins now refers to the player as a knucklehead, as he doesn't want to draw attention to him by naming him. Since his contract extension, Collins believes media attention has died down, proving his coming out has been no distraction to the league. And the captain of a Gaelic football team in Ireland has thanked the boyfriends of current players in his victory speech. Ger Brennan, captain of Dublin's St. Vincent's Championship team, casually mentioned the male partners of the players without any negative backlash from the crowd.
I think it's just before I go to our management, you know, the family, girlfriends, boyfriends of the players, everyone involved.
And that's it for QNN. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. We'll have more news next week.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, @QNN Australia.
@QNN Australia. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.